Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Marvin Brooks here to discuss his new single, As I Went Down, as well as his upcoming full-length release. Marv, we would love to hear a little bit about how you kind of got started in music.
Well, thanks for having me. I started music when I was 13 years old. I think I had my first performance when I was 14 at school in Berlin. And I think from that very first moment, I felt like, okay, I think I got to do this forever. And I finished school, middle school, and had my first deal when I was 16, actually. We was in a group. And then things are starting to take off small. It was in a different band. Then a different band showed up. Like, you know, had to cut one guy's off. And then a new challenge and a new life started. And here I am, 20 years in the business and still trying to make my name. So yeah, I'm doing fine, and I'm grateful to be alive and to witness all of these major steps that I'm making recently. It's been a 20 years long way, but I'm grateful for that.
Better late than never, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot has changed in the music industry wise in 20 years, and it's awesome to be seeing it, that's for sure.
Definitely. I mean, I was 19 when we've been on the road with 50 Cent. We was opening up for him as the group back then. And I was 19 back then, and I'm 33 now. And then so many things have changed in my life. And the way I look at music is so different now. And it's great.
Yes, the wonders of music, especially when you're aging.
Yeah.
Certain definitely. Songs start to mean very different things when you're older, everyone.
Definitely. Like for me, yeah. Positive thing though.
Yes, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to ask you a little bit about your experience. Now, you went from a group setting to your solo setting, and I kind of wanted to ask you how that experience itself, you know, transitioning from working with a bunch of people to working on your own has been kind of like similar or different from each other.
Well, I mean, working in a group versus being a solo artist is definitely the difference is the pressure is on you. There's nobody else you can blame. It's all on you. But I like that, you know, because there's nobody else who can mess it up in any kind of way. It's all on you. And so you got to be prepared for any kind of circumstance. But it was tough at the beginning because I realized that a lot of lacks that I had back then, and I needed to learn that.
Yeah, life is filled with learning experiences, that's for sure. And you recently released your powerful and very timely single, As I Went Down. Yep. And I want to let you know that we are very grateful for artists like you who are trying their best to release meaningful music into this world.
Yeah, I mean, being a guy from Germany with African background, you know, English was never the first language. So I had to make sure that whatever I'm saying is correct. You know, I just wanted to make sure that, okay, I'm not a freestyle rapper. I've never been a freestyle singer or something like that. It's always like, okay, did you really have a second thought about it? Whatever you want to say, it was always about be sure what you really want to say, because you're leaving this there forever, basically. So that was the whole intention behind every song I wrote recently. Just be real and be able to show it to your mom.
I love that. It's so funny. Like, you never think about that aspect. You know, music, it can be a very social experience, and that includes our family members. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to share music with your mom and your dad, your siblings.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And also my son. I mean, my son grows up in Germany. He's 7 now. So his first language is not English as well. But he will get to an age where he will understand what I'm saying. And I want to make sure that wherever I'm going to be at this point, hopefully alive and hopefully with him, but still, like, he's still looking up to me. And at some point, it will mean something, you know?
Absolutely. And I'm sure that he's very proud of you.
Yes.
And you've got a full-length album coming, and we're super excited.
Thanks. I'm excited too.
Yeah.
It's like a small dream come true every day. Like, you know, there's a little step extra coming in. I mean, having this interview right now, it's a major step for me, you know? Yeah. So I'm just grateful for that.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
we wanted to ask you, how has the songwriting, recording, and even kind of like the marketing process has been throughout your releases, and kind of what else you have planned for the album?
The writing process was, I was actually in Ghana before my producer team Swag called me, and they actually wanted me to write an album while I am in Ghana, but I straight up told them, like, I don't have the facilities. The studio wasn't there yet. I wanted to set something up at my house, but I wasn't ready at that time. So I told them, yo, let me come out to Germany. I think that would be the better idea. So I went to Germany, and to be very honest, it was a tough year in Ghana because I was trying to put my name out there, which was very hard for like the new guy in a new town, basically, because that's how people basically treated me for, even though my roots are there, you know, even though you've been there all the holidays, you've been there for months. But the moment you decided to live down there, it's like you're the new guy. So it was very hard for me to make a name out there. And once the guys called me, I was just like, okay, let me just do this in Germany. Once I flew into Germany, I just took all of my anger, all of the frustration I had the past years, I took it all with me and wrote it down. So basically, from track 1 to track 14 on the album, it's my soul. It's the good, the bad side, the laugh, the cries, it's all on it. So did that change to my previous albums? Yes, it did, because I think life never hit me like that before. I was always that industry kid that always made money and was always somewhere busy doing something. And that was the first time ever where I was unsure. And I think everybody could hear that once you press play.
Yeah. And, you know, as music listeners, we very much gravitate to the real stories. And I love that you say it like this is me bearing my soul to you, and that, you know, life has things that are thrown at you at unexpected times, you know, global pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just grateful I'm out here and able to witness all of this. And even the pandemic, I mean, it was chaos all over the place and the world was kind of shut down. And I was out here writing some of the best songs I ever wrote so far. So I don't know. It's kind of ironic, I guess. But yeah.
In the darkest times, the best material seems to come out. So yeah. I already have a feeling I'm going to love this album.
Thank you very much.
And what would you say was your favorite song to write and or record? And, you know, they could be two separate songs. I know the processes are very different.
I remember that because you mentioned As I Went Down, it was actually a sad moment when I wrote the song, because I, especially the third verse, because I remember that was the time where all of that things with George Floyd was happening and basically the whole world was on the streets. And I decided not to go, not to be there with all my people in out here in Germany. I mean, I was out here and but still people went out. My producer team, everybody went out to, you know, show respect, pay respect and just show flag, basically. And I stayed in the studio and I wrote that verse, that third verse of As I Went Down. And because I wanted to understand, I even watched TV, saw people marching, and I took that anger and I took that pain and I wrote it down. So it wasn't a fun moment, but it was a very inspiring moment. I felt like a vessel at that moment, and that was really a grateful moment for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's still crazy how much has been brought forth to the public regarding, and, you know, unfortunately, still lots of crazy things happening. And we're hoping that music and singles like As I Went Down and artists like you that are wanting to be the vessels for these meaningful and honest songs can get to the people that need to understand how important it is.
Thank you. I know that I'm not the only artist having this kind of music or having this kind of intention behind doing it. I know that there's some real people out there. And I know that even times might be funny and different, I always truly believe in the good. And at some point, even the so-called sinners or the bad guys or whatever, I mean, I'm coming from a hip-hop background, you know? I'm coming from the street. I was raised on the streets of Berlin, so I could never say I was an angel out there, you know? But I truly believe that something has to happen in order for you to change. And I think every artist out there who even seem to be like, not, I don't want to judge, but, you know, not having this kind of thoughts about what you're writing down for the moment, I think sooner or later people are gonna wake up and gonna change. So a pandemic like that was probably helpful for a few people, just to, you know, yeah, some time to think about it.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. It was a very eye-opening experience. Might not have been the best for everybody, but always trying to see the positive in the negative is always, you know, a way to go in life for sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like I just mentioned it to a friend of mine. I always feel like when I listen to Bob Marley music, it's like if a real, like, a real spiritual person would listen, read the Bible, or a Muslim person would read the Quran. To me, it's like pressing play on Bob Marley music, to be very honest. And I don't know why there's always some small line that I actually thought I heard before, but I didn't. And it's always an eye-opening thing. And I love that, because this guy been doing this, this man been dropping this music over 50 years ago, and it's still so relevant. I want people to talk about me like that in 50 years, to be very honest. So that's why I think about it when I write.
That's awesome. And it's funny, you kind of described your experience listening to Bob Marley almost like in a religious aspect. And like people say, music's my religion. And it's like, well, you know, there's some better religions out there.
Yeah, no, but if you really listen, and I always listen to music that has a soul in it and where I can hear a soul in it. And if you listen to Bob Marley, you hear his soul. And you can tell that this man, you can try to say whatever you want about him. You know, this man been living in the 70s and was not free at all. And still he did very, very well and left the footprint behind, which is so big that nobody else could follow it up, basically. And yes, I do believe that he was one of the most spiritual person that walked this planet Earth. Or let's say as artist, in this artist scene, he was a true believer. And you can hear that in the music.
Oh, absolutely.
I do believe, and I'm very spiritual too. And I always try to put that in the records. But I always made that, I never wanted to like not mentioning God too much. Always made it like almost a game. Like try to make it like, is he talking about a woman or is he talking about God? I don't understand. So make it sound like a game, you know, like you always have this question mark over your head. And I like that. Oh, that was always the challenge for me. So, with some songs, I did that, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a little scavenger hunt for sure. Yeah. Musical scavenger hunt. Actually, why has no one invented that yet? Early morning ideas right now. All right, guess what time is it there for you right now?
7 p.m.
at Oh, Alice. Okay. Early evening ideas for Mark. And you have the pleasure of calling both Ghana and Berlin your home, you know, two very different atmospheres, and one day I will go to both. And I wanted to ask you, what are some similarities or differences that you've kind of seen within the music scenes for each part?
Well, I think Germany could use the creativity of Ghana, I would say. Like, I don't want to go like, you know, diss anybody, any side. You know, there's a lot of creative people out here. But I think Germany could use some of this. We don't think about it. We just being creative. I was gone for almost 2 years. I came back to Germany and I realized that everybody's, if you look at it, most of the people are trying to copy somebody, you know? And that's what I witnessed. And in Africa down there, it's like, okay, of course, you know, some a lot of people are trying to copy those who are famous in Africa, of course. But they're also the other half who's just trying to do their own thing and create their own selves. And I think Germany could use some of that. And then vice versa, other way around, I think Ghana could use the organization behind it when it comes to labels. And then the fact that Spotify and Apple Music are just getting started down there, it just shows that, yo, we're late, you know? Sorry to say it like that, but yo, we're late, you know? We could have done that earlier, but something happened. I don't know what happened, but we're late. And all of these things are creating like it's hard to make money down there. And those streaming platforms will be dope for artists down there because people from all over the world are listening to African artists lately. And they should have those platforms because those are the platforms that pay. Let's be honest. Artists need to eat too. And I've spoken to a lot of artists when I was in Ghana, and the suffering is a different level. Like, people are here complaining. We are living in a social state. There's nothing to complain about. If you're unemployed, you can get money from the state. I know that it doesn't work like that in America.
Well, we don't have to go into that.
That's what I'm saying, you know? So we have a lot of people out here who are actually doing pretty well, but they love to complain.
Always.
And always. You know, I was in Ghana and I saw a lot of people complaining too, but they have a real reason, yo. They're suffering. Some of them are seriously suffering. Yeah, I would say that's the difference. And that's what both sides could use from each other. I'm right in the middle. You know, my dad was German, my mom's from Ghana. I was born in Berlin. I was living in Ghana for the past 2 years. I'm seeing my future down there, definitely. But I'm definitely seeing myself bringing some new flavor down there too. Because people need to understand, if you want to make it out there in the world, you need to organize yourself. And I would love to help.
It's like interesting to kind of hear how different in terms of music technology, both Ghana and Berlin are from each other. And even like in comparison to America or like to France or to Mexico and stuff, it's crazy how different all of it is.
Definitely. Let's say, for instance, the life, if you want to play a show in Berlin, you can call at least 80 small clubs, at least, and you can get a show. Definitely. I promise you that. If you like halfway good, I promise you have a show in Berlin. You just have to call the right guy. Okay, cool. Ghana, for instance, Accra, the capital city. I wouldn't even lie if I say there's 5 locations only that have a proper PA. So, you know, you can be as good as you want. If the PA sucks, you sound rubbish. I'm sorry to say like that.
I've experienced that. Not because I'm a performer, but because I've had to work with the sound stuff before. Yeah.
So then you already know what's up. And then just imagine then you have 5 locations in Accra, and then you have like 200 good musicians who want to play. And they only have those 5 locations. And that's the only, let's say, there's another town in Ghana that has the same circumstance. And then that's it, basically. There's not too many options. Versus Germany, you can play like, let's say, I don't know, you can tour the whole country if you want to, if people like your music. I've been everywhere. Well, people told me you can only play in the bigger cities. I've been to villages. I've been playing in small villages, small countrysides of Germany. 100 people came, but 100 people paid, and they loved it, and they were so grateful for live music. And I always say, I'll play anywhere. I don't care. It doesn't matter. As long as the vibe is good, I play.
Yes, I love that outlook. Everybody deserves to play out wherever they want and, you know, bring live music and good music to people. And, you know, we're very blessed being in larger cities that we have access to lots of music and lots of music venues.
Very true. I would have never become a musician if I wouldn't have access to all of those studios back then when I was younger. I was stubborn. I didn't go to no school. I didn't study music or anything. I'm just a guy who was obsessed with music and learned it by myself, taught myself. I play guitar, self-taught. Everything is just self-taught. And yes, if it wasn't for the city of Berlin, I probably would never become a musician because there were so many studios out there. So, yeah.
And kind of talking about, you know, more live music and getting to travel and perform, you've gotten the pleasure to go on tour with, like you mentioned, 50 Cent. You've been on tour with Justin Timberlake. And I kind of wanted to ask you a fun little question. If you could choose 3 artists to go on a world tour with, who would you choose and what would you name your tour?
Let's say right now, like at this stage of my career right now, at this point, of course, it would be helpful to open up for bigger artists. And I was always asking myself, who could it be? And I think I was opening up for Justin Timberlake back then as a group. But I think the music still, with my new album, it still could fit some type of way. And he's playing in arenas, big arenas. I saw that. And it would be a major plus for me and my career because I would probably gain thousands of fans every night if I would be the support. And the same goes for Bruno Mars. So it was Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars. But if I could choose just for my passion of music and the love, it would be Damian Marley. Because I love this man. He's seriously into his lyrics. And the whole vibe is on point. I really like to listen to his music. Same goes to his father. Like, you know, it's like those two are...
Get us tickets for this tour already.
Okay.
You know, next year when you're on this world tour.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
saying it is manifestation. So,
yes.
Yeah. If you could give your younger self any advice in regards to what you experienced within music or within life in general, what advice would you give him?
Enjoy the moment. Because I've learned that I had so many great moments that it's mostly hard to remember them. Because I had so many things in my life happening at the same time. And I only focused on them, on the negative things that were happening in my life. And I couldn't enjoy the moments that I had and the moments that we were creating. Yeah, I would say that to my younger self. Enjoy the moment, regardless of what the world, you should just enjoy what you have right now.
Absolutely. Very wise words, and something that a lot of people, especially, you know, coming out after a pandemic, feel a little bit more realization about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
And to end off the interview portion, you've got a new album coming out, but what other exciting things should we be expecting from you?
I'm definitely looking forward to play live again. I had my first rehearsal with a band, with my new band. We've been in the rehearsal room. We're going to meet up again very soon. We're probably going to have like a showcase concert in Hamburg, Germany for the release of the album. And once that is happening, I'm probably going to sit down at the table with some booking companies, and that's where we get to plan all these things. But I think definitely 2022, I'm going to be on the road and being back on stages and just giving people those vibes and those energies, you know, and get them from people as well, you know. It's an exchange of energies every time you're on stage. And I miss that. It's been over 2 years now.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Very soon. And all of the energy is just going to come flooding in.
Yes.
And where can everybody find you online?
Well, it's Marvin Brooks Music on Instagram. It's Marvin Brooks on Spotify, Apple Music. I think Twitter. Yeah, we have Twitter as well. Marvin Brooks Music, I think. Yeah. YouTube. Actually, everywhere. If you Google me, you find something about me, definitely. Marvin Brooks.
Yes, go to the Google machines, everybody.
Yeah. Besides that, the album is dropping very soon, August. And we're going to have two more single releases. We have to promote that pretty well. Definitely going to show up with some acoustic shows or recordings. Yeah, official videos. We have to shoot them as well. And yeah, there's some stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're super excited for all of it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And to go into our coffee shop appreciation portion. Here at Kerners and Coffee Shops, we love our coffee. And we wanted to shout out this cute little coffee kiosk. It's called the Coffee Cube. It is at the Westville Topanga Mall. And they had their summer specials, a rose hip hibiscus iced tea, and anything with hibiscus in it. I'm like, just give me all of it. And, you know, it was very much needed for a very hot day. It's very hot here in Los Angeles right now. Marvin, do you have any coffee shops or cafes that you would like to shout out?
Well, I would like to shout out, this is a coffee breakfast spot. It's called Frachtraum. Yeah, it's a German word. But the owner is a Ghanaian, basically. And I live here since 2 months only. And I saw him, and I mean, we're in Hamburg. There's not too many people from Ghana. So the owner of the place is a Ghanaian, and I love his place, so I got to give him a shout out. His coffee is good, and his breakfast is good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like, breakfast cafes are my favorite. And we, you know, like, I went to France a few years ago, and then we went to Munich for Oktoberfest after, met up with some friends, and
that was your first Germany experience?
That was, and I learned that I cannot drink for 4 days straight.
And you definitely should not judge your whole German trip on this on this specific area and this specific time, because it's very famous for barbarian behavior, which has nothing to do with the German behavior in general. So, yeah. You know, it's a different thing.
We used to host couch surfers, and we had a bunch from Germany. So, and they would tell us about the cultures and, like, you know, an array of different city sizes. We had some from the big city. We had some from the smaller cities. So, like, very, cool. Very good experiences. But definitely Berlin is on our list.
Yeah, Berlin is a beautiful place. Hamburg, where I'm at right now, is the harbor city. Has more water. So that is a beautiful spot as well. Smaller than Berlin. Berlin is very crowded, you know. Every time I go there, I visit my family, it almost has 4 million people, and with all these tourists coming in, and it starts again. It's like over, like, floated, like too many people, too crowded. But yeah, so many good things to see there, especially if you're out there for the first time, definitely.
One day, I'm hoping that we'll be able to do this.
I've been to Los Angeles once, and I think that I didn't see 10% of it.
Oh, no. It's surprisingly very large.
So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yes. We will welcome you with open arms.
Thank you. I appreciate
And good coffee.
I love coffee. I love coffee, though.
Yes. There's like a coffee shop on every block practically here, and it's not just Starbucks.
Great. Yes. Definitely going to enjoy that.
Yeah. Marvin, it was awesome to have you on here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate it.
Of course. We're hoping that you are able to stay safe in Berlin, and wishing you much luck in all of your endeavors.
Thank you. Massive shout out to my label, Position Music, if I can say that.
Yes.
To the very ending, and to Zwei Music. For putting me into this position, for pushing me as hard as they do, and then basically let my people, you know, let the music be heard by different people, you know, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yes.
So shout out. And
all the shout outs, for sure. And to our listeners, stay safe out there, everyone, and stay caffeinated.